Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Murrah to talk about the latest Knoxville School Board meeting. Probably one of the biggest items on the agenda was discussion in regards to enrollment, a review of the district enrollment numbers. What can you tell us about the numbers that you have this year?
We were disappointed. We are actually down for weighted students 31.56. So, you know, currently that is about $6,400 a student, times that, times 31.56, and that's roughly, you know, almost $200,000 for next year. So we will be looking at trying to tighten the belt a little bit and find around $200,000 of cuts, if you will, or attrition's waste that we can save that money. It's been really a little frustrating since we don't know what our supplemental state aid increase is going to be. We really don't know the full impact of our enrollment numbers at this point in time. So we're going to be making some decisions here in the near future about potentially how to trim our budget a little bit, but not even sure exactly how much we need to trim it. If we were to get decent supplemental state aid, let's say 4%, we really wouldn't need to cut all that much, even with the decline in enrollment. If we get, again, like this year, 1.25%, it means we might have to cut even more than the $200,000. So until the supplemental state aid is actually set, we're going to be shooting in the dark just a little bit.
Now, with that, there are a lot of factors that come into these numbers. Tell us some of the things that have gone on, because last year we saw a bit of a jump. Now we're back down a little bit of again. This is a bit of a normal flow, though, isn't it?
It is. In fact, we have, I would say, a pretty good transient population. We have students come and go in the district on a weekly basis, and sometimes it's hard to plan, if you will. In the state of Iowa for schools, we literally have one day a year, October 1st, where we take our headcount, and that is what our money is figured off of. You know, 2 days prior to that, we had a few families that moved out of town because of jobs. And a few days after October 1st, we had several families move in and bring lots of kids. So any given day, our enrollment is fluctuating. It's one of those things that funding's based off October 1st. So that's what we're really going to have to look at, you know, addressing when we talk budgets.
There's also an interesting discussion in regards to summer programs and how some of the coaches are going to be handled. What can you tell us about that?
The discussion was much bigger than just summer programs. The board did approve offering contracts to all of our summer coaches for next summer that were coaches this past summer. So they took care of that, and basically the same coaches are in place for one more year. The bigger conversation, though, was about citizen coaches. Teacher coaches have one type of a contract, and almost like teachers, either they have to resign or they have to do something that permits us to terminate that contract. With citizen coaches, people who are not employed by the district, they serve at the pleasure of the board. So they're considered an at-will employee, and the board literally can terminate that contract for that coach at any given time for any or no reason. We greatly appreciate our citizen coaches, and we need our citizen coaches. We also, though, know that we have had a little bit of trouble recruiting new teachers or retaining current teachers that are really good because they want to get into coaching, and we don't have openings. So the conversation at the board table was the board could look at opening up all coaching positions that are held by citizen coaches just to internal candidates on an annual basis. We talked about in January, before contracts are considered, just letting any current employee who has an interest in any of those positions that are currently held by citizen coaches, they could apply for them, and then they would basically compete with the current citizen coach, and our students deserve the best person to be recommended for hire. We are still going to be looking then at those two or three, four candidates and choose whoever we feel is the best fit for serving our kids. No decision was made. It will come back up at the board table in November, and I would anticipate that they will make a decision at that point whether they want to move forward with opening those positions up to internal candidates only, or let the idea go and just keep doing business the way we've always done business.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Murrah, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.